top stories this hour. Flotilla aid activists released from Israeli detentions arrive in Turkey and Lebanon. A UN human rights expert describes CIA's drone operations as a license to kill without accountability. Shooting spree in Britain. At least 12 people get killed in a popular tourist area northwest of England.
Those were the top stories of 2200 hours GMT, 2:30 a.m. in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're with Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Our top story this hour, several Lebanese nationals detained by Israel during the deadly attack on the Gaza aid flotilla have been released. The four, including two journalists, were released at the border point in Nakura. They were given a hero's welcome by the Lebanese people. Earlier, protesters in Lebanon, including Muslim and Christian religious leaders, burnt the Israeli and the U.S. flags during a protest rally in the area.
Well, Turkey has begun a large-scale operation to bring home the victims of an Israeli attack on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla. A Turkish plane carried an Irish national and another Turkish activist who were seriously injured by Israeli commandos. Two other military planes are expected to bring home 17 more wounded Turkish activists. One campaigner is also too unfit for transportation and is still kept in an Israeli hospital. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters gathered near a hospital in the capital Ankara to welcome the activists. They waved Palestinian flags and called for revenge. The attack has exacerbated the already tense relations between Ankara and Tel Aviv. Turkish politicians have warned that the incident could lead to irreparable consequences. Well, as we've been updating you during the past couple of days, our own correspondent was on board one of those ships and so far has been detained by Israel. Haq Ghani is his father, is Hassan Ghani's father, our correspondent. He is joining us via phone from Glasgow to tell us about the updates, if he has, on the fate of his son. Haq Ghani, it's over to you, please.
Yes, the latest situation is that I spoke to a consul, British consul officer on the tarmac at Ben Gurion Airport, and he told me that Hassan was on the aircraft and he would either be leaving tonight for Turkey or tomorrow morning. So that's a constitutive plea.
And has there been any reaction by the British government as yet, especially to make sure that Hassan is treated like a journalist in the Israeli prison?
I'm afraid the British Foreign Service really is a totally dead department. And so there has been no initiative from them at all. Anytime I needed information, I had to phone myself and ask them.
And can you give us about the reactions that you receive from people around you in Glasgow?
Well, once the people had seen the coverage in Press TV and found that Hassan was hopefully on his way home, many, many phoned and congratulated me, and many of his friends phoned in also to me, and all very, very thankful that hopefully Hassan will very soon be back home.
Well, Haq, as a father, I really hate to ask you this, but are you hearing about Hassan being interrogated or perhaps, God forbid, tortured?
I haven't heard anything, but that is definitely a possibility, because this is fairly normal for the Israelis when they get somebody in their prison. It's most likely that person will be either mentally or physically or tortured in both ways.
That's Haqqani, father.
I'm a bit worried about that.
Sure, sure. Haqqani, we're going to be speaking to you in our later bulletins, of course, too. Haqqani is a father of Hassan Ghani, our correspondent, who is detained in an Israeli prison on board the Gaza aid flotilla just a couple of days ago. Now, I'm going to hand you over to Vagar.
We're going to remain with that story. Now, the Israeli prime minister has defended an attack on the flotilla taking aid to Gaza. He says Israel will never apologize for defending itself. Benjamin Netanyahu called those critical of Israel's conduct of being hypocrites. He said any other nation would have done the same. Netanyahu says the blockade on Gaza will continue. The comments come as Israel started releasing the activists it detained during Monday's attack on the Gaza-bound Freedom Flotilla. They witnessed the attack and are now giving their account of what happened. The activists say the flotilla was fired on without warning before the commandos landed on the ships. Their accounts sharply contradict those of Israel, which says its forces acted in self-defense.
The UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution setting up an independent international probe into Israel's attack on Gaza-bound ships. The resolution has also condemned Israel's move as an outrageous attack. It was adopted after a vote with 32 countries in favor, 3 against, and 8 abstentions. The fact-finding team will investigate violations of international law, including international humanitarian aid and human rights law, resulting from the Israeli attack on the flotilla of ships carrying humanitarian assistance. Some UN officials believe that the probe can help delegitimize the Israeli behavior.
The UN system can't implement its own recommendations arising from a persuasive report, as the Goldstone report was. But what this does is contribute to the growing global campaign to delegitimize the way in which the Israeli government behaves.
Well, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has called on the international community to help restore the Palestinians' rights. Ahmadinejad says the attack on the Gaza-bound aid convoy can never be justified. He described the Israeli attack as a brutal crime that will go down in history as a shame for Tel Aviv and its allies. Ahmadinejad said the growing idea of resistance in the region has disappointed Israel. The president made those comments during a meeting with the Syrian parliament speaker Mahmoud al-Abrash. Abrash has also met with his Iranian counterpart Ali Larijani.
Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas says it is time to put an end to the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. Abbas called on the United States to change its pro-Israeli policy by ending the Gaza siege. He also called for an independent commission to investigate Israel's deadly attack against the Gaza aid convoy.
A credible international investigation commission concerning the Israeli attack and aggression against the Freedom Convoy, the flotilla ships that took place in international water. These people came from more than 35 countries in a message of peace, in a message that this siege of Gaza must be ended.
The issues were discussed during a meeting between the acting Palestinian Authority chief and U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell. Abbas is to travel to Washington next week for a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama on June 9.
Well, a U.N. human rights expert has strongly criticized the CIA's involvement in extrajudicial killings. Philip Alston believes such operations are a license to kill without accountability. He says the CIA should not engage in those attacks because the agency normally holds no accountability. The special rapporteur on extrajudicial executions told the UN Human Rights Council that such attacks by the United States are prolific. Alston said the operations were mainly in the form of attacks by unmanned aircraft. He warned that the practice could become a damaging example for other states. He also flatly rejected all legal justifications for such killings. The U.S. drone strikes are usually launched in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The attacks have killed a large number of civilians in recent years.
One more British soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. The UK's Ministry of Defence says a Royal Marine was killed in an explosion in Sangin district of southern Helmand province. The death brings the British fatalities to 290 since the US-led invasion of Afghanistan 9 years ago. Meanwhile, Denmark has lost its first woman soldier. The Danish military says she was killed when a roadside bomb hit her vehicle in Helmand. Two other soldiers were also injured. 32 Danish soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan since their deployment in 2002.
On to the UK now, where a man has opened fire in a popular tourist area, killing at least 12 people.
Stage is that the two weapons have been recovered. They are safe, and we conduct a full investigation to find out all the circumstances surrounding it. At this stage, we are still talking to people who have relatives of friends and colleagues who have been injured in the shooting. It will take some time to be able to identify everyone that needs to be spoken to. At this stage, as I said, we've recovered 12 bodies and plus Mr. Bird, and we're continuing to search to see if there's any else that we need to.
Officials say more than two dozen people have also been injured. Police called a large manhunt before the suspect was found dead. Police say they are investigating 30 different crime scenes. The suspect is identified as 52-year-old Derek Bird.
2:41 a.m. is our time in Tehran, and here is a reminder of this hour's top stories. Flotilla aid activists released from Israeli detentions arrive in Turkey and Lebanon. A UN human rights expert describes CIA's drone operations as a license to kill without accountability. Shooting spree in Britain. At least 12 people get killed in a popular tourist area in northwest of England.